And now Mark talks to one of his colleagues at the Bradbury Centre.
Hello there, this is Mark here. I've come to the NNAB here at the Bradbury Centre at the back of our site here at Magpie Road. And with me I've got Ed Bates. Now Ed, you're one of my colleagues here who works as the Equipment and Information Advisor downstairs in the Norwich Equipment Centre. And I know as well as selling equipment, you also have another role with your access hat on. And you get involved a lot with public consultation work with Norwich City Council.
Yes, indeed. Hello, Mark. Hello, everyone. Yes, since I've been here now for just over a year. And in that time, I've had to attend a number of meetings and meet a number of council staff regarding their highways department on some of the schemes that I believe we're going to talk about going on regarding cycling.
Yes. Yeah, and I understand that I'm not sure whether it's central government or lottery funding, but the City Council have got quite a lot of funding to introduce a push the pedalways scheme across the city to make more specialist provision for cyclists.
Yeah, that's correct. I believe it was from central government and it was in the region of something like £5.7 million. Now, what I will say is, before we go any deeper, the council, they must spend this money on this scheme by doing what they're doing. So although people with cyclists are going to struggle with this, unfortunately, it's going to be hard to back down, because if they don't spend this money, they'll lose it in future years for future budgets.
Right. And can you give us a little brief outline, Ed, of what the scheme entails?
Well, the push for the pedalways scheme involves making a whole lot of cycleways from the UEA out towards the north side of the city. So it's about, I think it's going to be about 15 miles in total. And this is because they want Norwich to become what we call a green city. So car traffic is reduced, pollution is better, and more people are cycling.
Yeah. So I guess it comes under a healthy initiative as well.
It does. And on the outside of it, there's many good things that we endorse about the scheme, but there are a few pitfalls as well.
Yes. And I understand some of these pitfalls involve moving junctions and crossing points and potentially, you know, making some alterations that some blind and partially sighted pedestrians are going to find difficulty with.
Yeah, as I'm sure you'll be aware of, Mark, and I'm sure a number of your listeners will be aware of, Mark, a lot of the problems, of a big problem they're really working with at the moment, is on the Erpingham Gate section, just out near where the Cathedral School is, round there. Now, we're not happy with it because they're going to take out one of the crossings and it's going to be very difficult for people to cross with a sight loss because the traffic won't stop and it's going to be traffic turning in and out of the Erpingham Gate. However, it doesn't mean it's decided yet, because Norwich School are really unhappy about this. They have a number of students. I think they're in the region of about 900 to 1,000 students, if I'm not mistaken. And their school are unhappy about this, because if you think about it, if you get a number of students walking out in the mornings and walking home again in the evenings, they don't tend to look at the crossing. So therefore, the council cannot go through with the scheme until the school have gone through their legal process. And we're sort of working with them at the moment, if you like, putting in our two pennies worth of advice. So we're hoping that the decision can be reversed, and we're working on that now. There's a highways meeting which takes place on January 22nd, which we're attending, and hopefully then a decision will be made, as it's been deferred a number of times.
Mm. And this is the crossing, I think I'm right in saying, it's outside near what used to be the Sampson and Hercules nightclub, just in front of the cathedral. So it's quite a busy crossing, not far from the Maidshead Hotel, and it's probably a crossing that a lot of people are quite familiar with.
It is, yeah. It's a very difficult crossing, and we know also that the Maidshead might not be happy by these proposals. So a lot of people have got questions about what's going on.
Yes, right. Well, it'll be interesting to find out more what happens after the meeting on the 22nd of January, and obviously you'll be there.
Yes, we attended. I've attended now two such meetings, and this one on the 22nd will be the third. Now, on both times both the decisions have been deferred. It cannot happen a third time, Mark. Like I say, the council must spend this money, so I believe a decision will be made in 2 weeks' time.
Wow, gosh, crunch time nearly.
It really is, and it's gone very quiet at the moment, but I know what will happen. Things will start flying into my emails, or I'll be phoned up by a million people like the day before the meeting, so I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to it too much.
Yes. And you work with the Norwich Access Group as well on this?
Yes, we are working with them. I've attended some of their meetings in the past where people from the council have been to talk to us about these schemes. Now, I must stress that a majority of the people who attend the group are in wheelchairs excuse me, and for them, this new scheme is good because it's very flat pavements, so wheelchairs don't get caught up in the curbs, if you like. It's more concerning for people like us and, of course, for the students at the Norwich School.
Yes, right. So there's always a conflict, I think, a little bit with different disability groups, isn't there, when it comes to access requirements?
The big thing to remember is whatever you do, you won't satisfy everybody in a thing like this. And the council got to work out which way they play it. So it is very difficult for them. And we're just hoping that the right decision is made in the end.
Right, well, it'll be interesting what comes out of that meeting on the 22nd of January. I also understand as part of the Push the Pedal Way scheme, they're looking at how they can integrate bus stops with the scheme. And there's been some proposal, I think it's ran near the avenues, for what they call a floating bus stop.
Yes, this will take place on either Park Lane or the avenues. Now, the concept of a floating bus stop is quite difficult to explain. I've never actually seen one before, but effectively I believe a floating bus stop is like a piece of tactile paving, and it's sort of like in the middle of a road. So if you imagine a traffic island, the bus will stop on one side of that and will drop off their customers, and then the bus will go round the island, if you like, on the road and go off again. So whenever you get off a bus, you've immediately got to think about crossing. Very difficult for a person who is blind or partially sighted. You have to work out whereabouts you are first of all on this mini island and check you're going the right way. Then of course you've got to hope that there's a clear space for you to cross. Now I'm not sure if all of these are going to be light control, that's why I'm hesitant. And it also is important to remember that every single one of these floating bus stops is designed slightly differently. They're quite prevalent, I believe, in the Hackney area of London. And I spoke to somebody a few months back who's very unhappy with this, so we're hoping it doesn't come here in Norwich, but we've got to be aware that it might happen.
And the idea with the floating bus stop is that you're kind of getting off on the island and then you've got to cross a cycleway in front.
Yes, as well as the traffic, sorry, I forgot to mention that. So it's difficult before you even start.
Yes. And obviously cyclists are a lot more silent than vehicles, aren't they?
Yes indeed. And yeah, they can go very quickly, they can't stop, so it is quite difficult. And of course, it mustn't forget to mention the silent vehicles now that we have on the roads.
Yes, electric cars. Yes.
All these hybrid vehicles are very good, very nice, but they're very difficult if you're blind or partially sighted.
Yes.
So yes, Mark, you're right, you've got the double whammy of cyclists and traffic.
Yes.
I must stress that we don't know if that's going to happen yet, because what with everything going on at the Norwich School and around the Uppingham Gateway and the Maidshead Hotel, that's all gone rather quiet. They're looking into traffic calming measures, I believe, at the moment. So they're going to come back to us as and when they find something that might help.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what developments come out, and I know there's going to be a lot of roadworks taking place, not just around the cathedral, but also Magdalen Street and around Edward Street, so people who will be accessing NNAB in January and February will maybe will be finding that there's a few road alterations, won't they?
Yes, indeed. They're happening as we speak, actually, on Edward Street. The first lot are happening now. But the good thing about it is they're doing it northbound and southbound on Edward Street, which is obviously not good, but they're doing it one side at a time. So it's northbound one week and southbound the other week. So it is important to remember that should you need to visit the NNAB, access is available at both times, but it may well be worth, if you can, coming in through our Magpie Road entrance and getting round that way until the work's clear.
Right. Well, many thanks for that update, Ed, and we'll look forward to chatting to you later and finding out how the meeting on the 22nd of January goes.
Thanks, Mark.
And any other points you want to mention about the scheme?
What I'd just like to reiterate it again at the end is nothing has been decided yet. I know a lot of people are very concerned, rightly, by the proposals and what's going on. Nothing has been decided yet. It's all very early days. We are working alongside the council, as I know are a number of other people, with a number of different issues. So nothing can be decided yet. As soon as I have any more details, I will of course let you know, and we will do our best here at NNAB to put our points forward. But if I can just say one thing, Mark, we cannot campaign if things do not go our way. We can't campaign, as we're not a charity who does campaigning. We're working with RNIB and Guide Dogs, so they would do the campaigning if it didn't work. We would not be able to get involved, but we will work as best we can with the council to make sure that things are as best as possible for people with sight loss.
Many thanks, Ed, and good luck with all your work.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Well, we've just heard the latest news from Ed. Norwich Council has agreed that the crossing near Erpingham Gate and the Maidshead will be reinstated a little further up Tombland towards Princes Street.